Hi everyone, my name is Marcus, and I'm here to tell you about the most unforgettable holiday experience of my life. Last summer, my family and I rented a beautiful cabin in Canada. I'd originally hoped to stay somewhere right on the coast, but my parents ended up booking a place tucked away in a thick pine forest. It turned out to be stunning, surrounded by nature and completely isolated.
Normally, you expect that part of the world to be reasonably cool, even in the summer months. I'd packed light jackets and sweaters, assuming we'd have mild afternoons. Instead, we were greeted by an unexpected heat wave that lasted for our entire stay. It was incredibly hot, which made the property's outdoor swimming pool an absolute lifesaver.
To make the pool days more fun, my younger sister begged my parents for some pool toys. We didn't go to a fancy sports shop. Instead, we just picked up a giant inflatable plastic crocodile from the local supermarket while buying our groceries. It was ridiculous, bright green, and easily big enough for a grown adult to float on.
One evening, just as the sun was starting to set, I decided to take a solitary dip. My parents were inside watching television, and my sister was asleep. Drifting around the pool on the back of that plastic crocodile, I remember thinking how perfect the moment was. Some people might find such silence creepy, but I was just enjoying the total tranquility of the place. It was deeply relaxing.
Suddenly, I heard a strange noise. At first, I thought it might be a raccoon, or maybe a stray dog. I lay perfectly still on my plastic float and listened closely. It wasn't coming from the driveway or the porch. The sound was definitely a heavy rustling in the bushes, right at the edge of the patio.
I squinted into the shadows, expecting a small woodland creature to emerge. But then, a massive brown bear stepped out into the open. I was absolutely paralysed. I've seen bears on television, and you always focus on their teeth, but seeing one in real life, I was terrified by the sheer size of its claws. They looked incredibly sharp and powerful.
I barely breathed, hoping it hadn't noticed me. Interestingly, the bear seemed completely distracted at first. It completely ignored the rubbish bins, which is where you usually expect them to forage. Instead, it was aggressively sniffing around our barbecue, which my dad had used to cook burgers a few hours earlier. The smell of the grease must have attracted it.
After investigating the grill, the bear turned its attention to the pool. It stared right at me, or rather, right at the giant green plastic crocodile I was floating on. Before I could process what was happening, the bear waded right into the shallow end and took a swipe at the inflatable. Naturally, the thin plastic couldn't withstand the bear, and it burst with an incredibly loud bang.
The noise seemed to startle the bear as much as it startled me. It stumbled backward for a second, which gave me exactly the window I needed. I abandoned the sinking remains of the crocodile, scrambled out of the deep end, and sprinted as fast as I could up the wooden stairs to the balcony of the house, slamming the glass door behind me.
The bear quickly lost interest in the deflated toy and wandered off back into the woods. It was a terrifying yet hilarious story to tell later. The local wildlife officer came by the next day and told us that we were lucky. He explained that if you're staying in bear territory, you must never leave cooking equipment uncleaned. We learned our lesson and made sure any leftover food was stored safely in a locked container for the rest of the trip.